So welcome everybody. Today is Thursday, September 17th, and this is our free EFT Q&A call, asking her anything EFT related Q&A call. We have quite a few people on the line right now. I'm most likely going to mute you later so that we can do some more work. And what I would like to ask you is that when you want to speak, that you just press star 7 and you can talk. You can press star 2 to raise your hand, which basically means that I can see here on my screen that you would like to say something. We do that to make sure that the line doesn't get too clogged up and it doesn't get too staticky and things like that. So, again, I am absolutely delighted to have you on this call today. And my name is Ingrid Dinter. You guys already know this. I have been an EFT practitioner since 2002, so for over 13 years now. It is my passion. It is my love. It is my work, my life's work. It is my business. I am an accredited, certified EFT master trainer with the AMAT. I'm also at the board from the AMAT, the Association for the Advancement of Meridian Energy Techniques. So I do train this work, and I mentor people. I have my own private practice, obviously. I am one of my passions is to work with veterans to help and release military trauma, not PTSD per se, because I'm not a mental health professional. I am registered with the New Hampshire Board for Mental Health as an alternative provider. They have no oversight over my practice, but I don't have a background in mental health, so I want you to know that. I also want you to know that one of the reasons I have muted you right now is because this call is recorded, and you have to agree that when you want to speak on this call, you will be recorded, and this recording will be used, you know, it will be sent to the people that could not be live on the call today. I just talked to Carolyn before we started the recording that there are usually most people can't actually come on live, but they do listen. So you have to be okay with this video, with this recording being used in any way, being on the website and things like that. So by speaking up, you basically agree to that. So that's a little legal spiel here. And I just wanted to share with you for a moment about who I am and why I got to this call, why I got to EFT, so you know me a little bit better. You can hopefully hear by my accent that I am German. My husband and I came to this country 16 years ago. I did not do EFT when I was in Germany, but I had to find an answer to the question, why does something that happened a long, long time ago and that I completely understand that I have forgiven in any way that I know how to forgive, and that's really way past me and happened in Germany, why does this still haunt me? Why is it not possible that understanding and forgiveness and doing the talking that needed to be done and all of that just releases this sting that this had? And the other question was, I didn't really understand why something that can hurt me in a split second should take years to get rid of. I was really wondering, what is it that is happening in that moment when I get so hurt that it just keeps repeating itself inside of me and having this grinding feeling just working me down and obsessing my thoughts? And I know that we all, if we're human and alive, have moments like that. I believe it belongs to life itself that we have traumatic memories, that we have trauma happening. I don't think it's possible as a human being to grow up without a decent amount of trauma. And it's important to never compare scars, to not say my trauma is worse than yours or is not as important as yours. Whatever is traumatic for us is our life, and it deserves to be taken very seriously. So I got into EFT, and I've used EFT very extensively. I had a cancer experience in 2004, and I had another one last year. I had to really use my tools to get through the chemo in the first time. And last year, I basically, I was told that there wasn't much they could do other than control the growth. And so I did a massive holistic program and still continue to do this to this day. I'm committed to doing this for the rest of my life. And my tumor markers immediately went back to normal, which I was told wasn't possible. They're supposed to be under 40. They're at 18.9 last time. They were at 114 when we first checked. And, you know, and I'm, the tumors are, you can't feel them. There is nothing there. So, you know, that's a part of it. As I said, I'm a mother, and I also have a background in business coaching. I like for people to be very successful. I like for them to make a lot of money doing this work, because I believe that when we are financially secure, we're just more free to do what we really want to do instead of constantly worrying about paying our bills. So for me, helping practitioners actually be financially successful is a part of the work that I do, so that we can have the time to volunteer and we have the time to also help people that can't afford to work with us, but without sacrificing our family's well-being. I think that's extremely important to honor that. There's certainly a whole lot more, but since you guys are here, you saw in the intake that I sent you before, you know, when I asked you to sign up for the call, that people are on this call from any walk of life. And probably some of you have never heard of EFT. Some of you have watched some YouTubes and tried it and it worked. Some of you may be very seasoned practitioners or maybe even trainers. You know, this is a really big deal that you are on this call, and I'm going to do whatever I can possibly do to help you and support you, answer some questions, maybe do some group tapping. Again, only with those of you who would like to speak up. If you don't want to speak up, just keep the phone muted, or, you know, just be quiet on the phone, and it will be fine, as we are using the recording to share with other people. There are all sorts of different areas that we can use EFT in. We can use it for relaxation, for mindset work, really cognitive belief shifts, things like that. We can certainly use it for stress relief on a physical level. As we know, stress manifests physically. You know, that doesn't replace a doctor. You all signed the teleclass disclaimer. That was one of the requirements to join the call. But there are so many things that can happen when we are really getting that stress out of our physical body. There's lots of science to prove that from all different walks of life. Some people have experienced lots of trauma. They were working with people with trauma. You may be a veteran, or one of your family members may be a veteran. There are so many different areas that we can use EFT in. And the beauty of it is so simple to teach and does not require a background in mental health. Because it is so simple, you can literally teach it to Girl Scouts, or Boy Scouts for that matter. You can teach it in preschool. You can teach it to anybody who would like to learn how to just release stress out of their body and what that does. And so I love that about this beautiful tool that we have, and I'm very passionate about spreading the word. I am going to unmute the phones for a moment. So those of you who would like to speak up, this is really your chance to do that, and I really do hope that that some of you will do that, because I would love to hear from you more. Carolyn, you and I had talked just before I started the recording for just a moment. If you wanted to just share, if you're okay with that, to just share very, very quickly, 2-3 sentences, what EFT has done for you, because I thought you have quite a remarkable story.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. EFT, I kind of stumbled on it while searching for it, I guess. It has helped me improve my health tremendously. It's helped me increase my finances, which were really in the hole. I now have savings and so forth. It's helped me with so many emotional issues, with trauma from childhood. I've even used it when I worked as a nanny caring for a little boy, tapping to help me relax so that he would relax. And just all Every aspect of my life has been improved by using tapping. I use it every day for something.
That is absolutely wonderful. And I love how you say that you helped yourself when this little boy was driving you crazy.
Yes. Yes.
And I, if I may, I would like to just use this as a nice introduction here for our call, because so many times people ask, how do you tap on something with EFT? But actually, before we do this, I would just like to have a quick show of hands, which would be star 2 on your phone. For those of you on the call, who of you is completely new to EFT and would like to have an introduction? You would like to know where the tapping points are. You would like to know what you actually say. Because I'm happy to do that, but I also am fully aware that when people are really familiar with EFT, they probably get bored very quickly by that. So I just want to honor you. Okay, cool. So how many of you are... have some background in EFT on some level? You know something about EFT. You've tapped before. You've worked with somebody else or you work for yourself. Please use your phone. Star 2 is what you would do to raise your hands. Okay, I just clicked on a different button right now. Just click star 2 again for a moment, if you would. Who of you is familiar with EFT to some level? Okay, who else? Well, Carolyn, you are certainly familiar with EFT, so if you want to press star 2, that'll be great. Can you just try that out? Just keep pushing star 2. Okay. All right. So I'm getting that some of you have raised your hand. For some of you, you haven't raised your hand for either one. So, all right. So in that case, let me just do a very quick introduction, and then we just go straight into the questions. Okay. So the very basic introduction right now would be that EFT is a very easy-to-learn form of acupressure, where you use points, very specific acupoints that are release points on your skin. I don't give you the scientific version of it. I want to give you the casual version of it, because it's easier to communicate what it is when we actually don't need a background in science to understand what I'm saying. So they're release points on your skin, they're acupoints. When you tap on them and you hold a thought, or you hold a belief, or you hold a memory, or you focus on a physical symptom, the intensity of that thought, feeling, or symptom goes down. It's very, very cool to watch. So there are the points that you want to tap on, and in EFT we tap on them in sequence, not because we need them all, but just because it's more comfortable, it's easier to tap on them all than to decide which one we tap on. They are actually related to the power lines that run through your system, the meridians that provide energy, that run the energy through your system. And there are three points around your eye socket. One is on the inside of your eyebrow, one is on the outside of your eye, and one is in the middle under your eye. You tap on these points, if you want to, with your dominant hand, at least two fingers, index, middle finger is usually what people do. You can do it with both hands. A lot of people like to tap with both hands, but a lot of you are holding your phone in your hand, so that's a problem then. So just use one hand. Inside of the eyebrow, outside of the eye, under the eye. You want to tap 7 to 9 times, but don't count the tapping. It's a forgiving process. Just tap as you do the work. One is under your nose. One is in the dent under your lower lip, between lower lip and chin. One is under your collarbone. In acupuncture, that's a point called K27. And you find this point when you go down in the middle of your throat until you come between your collarbones. There's a little U there. Right and left of the little U is a knuckle. And under the knuckle, and just a tad over, just a little bit over, is a little hollow. Okay, so it's not exactly in the navel, but it's just a little bit over. And its anatomy is a little bit different, but you will feel this very quickly because when you tap on this point, you will immediately feel that you relax a little bit. Okay, this is our collarbone point. The casual way to describe this point is that it is basically where a man would tie a knot in a tie, or you can take your hands and just basically tap on your collarbone and right under your collarbone, and you will get there. I like to describe this point very specifically because you program your subconscious to know exactly where this point is, even if you miss it when you do the physical tapping. The last point is about 4 inches under your armpit. For the women, it's in the middle of your bra strap usually. For the men, it's usually in the same line of your nipple line. Women are designed a little different, so that's not always the case. So those are the points. Then there's a point at the top of your head, and that is at the apex of your ears. So when you go to the top of your ears and you basically continue this line until the top of your head, then that's basically the point where you want to tap on. A lot of practitioners like to tap around in that area. It's a forgiving process. I usually, when I use the top of the head point, you just use all 5 fingers. I might as well. Okay. So I will announce these points as we do the work if you want to do some tapping. And I always want you to know that I do everything that I do with my clients or with people on a call, I do simultaneously to make sure that I am in synchronicity with you. We begin the process on the side of the hand on the karate chop point. Now, this is a point that is when you look at the at your palm, and you may want to look at your left palm. This point is half on the side of your hand, opposite to your thumb. So on the pinky side of your hand, it's halfway between the base of your pinky and your wrist. Okay? So you see the side of your hand, and you can basically take it right there in the middle. If you were to do karate or if you wanted to, like hit a table hard on the corner, that's exactly where you would tap. So we're very familiar with these points. And then we make a nice setup statement. We say something acknowledging of the problem, something along the lines of, even though I feel pretty overwhelmed right now, I deeply and completely accept myself. Right, and you say a setup statement like this, and we'll get to that hopefully more later. While you tap on that karate chop point, so you just keep tapping there, and you say this 3 times. Let me do this. Let me just mute the call really quick, okay? So we don't have all sorts of a background noise as we do the tapping. But I would love for all of you to just follow along with this little exercise really quick. Okay, so you tap on the side of your hand on the karate chop point, and you just tune into a feeling of discomfort that you have right now, a feeling of overwhelm. A lot of people feel overwhelmed most of the time with something. So just tune into that. Don't tune into some big trauma right now. This is not the place to do that. But just tap on the side of your hand and just repeat after me. Even though I feel pretty overwhelmed right now, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I feel pretty overwhelmed right now, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I feel pretty overwhelmed right now, I deeply and completely accept myself. Good. And then you want to tap on these 3 points on the eye socket, inside of the eyebrow. I feel overwhelmed. Outside of the eye. I really do. Under the eye. I really feel overwhelmed. Nose and upper lip. This overwhelmed feeling. Lower lip and chin. This overwhelmed feeling. Collarbone. I feel overwhelmed. Under the arm. I feel overwhelmed. Top of your head. I feel overwhelmed. Take a breath. Just tune in. I'm going to open the mics. And I would just love to get some feedback about where you're at right now, what you experienced, if you noticed any changes. So the phones are open. If you guys want to say something, I would love to hear from you. See, I see some noise there from somebody in Norfolk, Virginia. How was that for you? No? So this would be a 757 phone number. Could you give us some feedback on how you experienced this tapping right now? Okay. Who else would have some feedback? You are on the call right now, and we can hear you. So if you wanted to give some feedback, I would really appreciate that.
Next.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, Patricia from Norfolk.
Yes, Patricia, how are you?
Good. With the EFT, I felt lighter. I felt like I was getting clear. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a background in EFT, Patricia?
Well, I'm studying it, taking a home study course, and plus I've been, you know, looking at videos and different things and talking to a couple of EFT practitioners because I really enjoy it because it works. It works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful. Do you have a question, Patricia?
Yes. How do you get confusion when you are, you know, you want to focus on something, you're trying to focus, and then, you know, you just get a lot of confusion. So how do you get straight on focus and continue to stay focused on, you know, an issue?
Do you mean how do you get clarity on what to tap on, or how do you get the fog out of your mind? I think I have to wire the call there. I actually opened the mics right now because I thought it might be nice. We can hear you right now. Only I have muted one number that's a number in that's calling in through the web from Yuma, Arizona. If you do want to talk, just press *7, and then you press *6, and you can unmute yourself. Okay. What do you mean by confusion?
It's just staying focused, like you were saying, just clarity. And staying focused on the task.
Okay. What happens if you try?
Okay, I can stay focused for a while, but then things start, you know, getting distractions.
Okay. And do you know what distracts you? What do you do? Are you uncomfortable with what you're trying to focus on? Do you actually have more important things to do? Are you? Do you feel you're more in a procrastinating situation that you just don't want to do what you need to do? Or what is your self-talk as this is happening, Patricia?
Okay. Really kind of all of the above. You know, I can start on something, but then something or you know, someone will come and then here I go, you know, on whatever, you know, what's at hand instead of staying focused on what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me ask you this. If you didn't have this problem, what would you be able to do? What would your life look like? Which goals would you reach? What would you not do?
I would be able to start my business and be able to really go forth and be able to help others the way I've been helped.
Okay.
Mhm.
So you would like to start your own business?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Do you have a background in business?
No, I don't.
Okay. So this is, I hope, thank you so much for bringing this up. This is so, such a relevant question. And here's why. I don't want to go deep into business coaching because this is not the call for this. But sometimes when we get sidetracked, no matter what it is, whether it's weight loss, whether it's business, whether it's our kids, it doesn't matter, whether it's college, any goal that we have, when we are missing something that would help us actually achieve that goal, when something there isn't right or isn't there yet, or we don't have the support, or we don't have, you know, the money, or there's something missing for us, there's a part of us that just wants to go sideways and says, maybe not right now, right? We can see this as self-sabotage. We can say, you know, I just need to tap on this. But the reality then sometimes is that if we get rid of that brain fog or if we get rid of this problem, the reality that we still need to do more things is still there. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I give you another good example for this. When people struggle with weight loss, I can't tell you how many people tell me, how do you tap on losing weight? The answer for these things is you don't tap on losing weight. You tap on your resistance to diet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So you don't tap on wanting to make money. This is this big thing with, you know, what do you focus on? What do you actually, but you tap on your resistance to, let's say, and I'm making an assumption here. I'm actually not even making an assumption. I'm just giving an example to your situation when you say you would like to start your business, but you don't know how to do that. You would actually tap on and really start focusing on, what do I need to learn? What kind of support do I need? What kind of information do I need? And what kind of, you know, what other sources or resources are necessary? Do I have the training in the work that I want to do? Do I know the clients I want to work with? Do they know I exist? What do I understand, for example, about marketing myself, getting the word out, right? And seeing what kind of feelings that brings up, right? To realize that if you want to really help other people and have a successful business, you will have to do things in a different way than you've been doing them so far. And that always brings up stuff for people. It must bring things up because it just, you know, we get out of our comfort zone. We're not ourselves. We don't know if we're able to achieve it. It has to do with risk taking and all these different things. And, you know, Patricia, so many times when you have to understand your subconscious, the function of your subconscious mind is to keep you safe, not to make you rich.
Okay.
Okay? So every time when your subconscious mind does not have the information you need in order to move forward, it says, I don't know how to do that. I better shut her down. I don't know if I can keep her safe because I don't have the information. I don't have evidence. I don't have proof that this is going to work out. That doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means that you're not programmed yet to know that it is possible. Does that make sense? And this level of resistance that we feel, that can feel like our brain goes into a fog, or we just say, oh, my God, I should vacuum the floors today. Right? Because I love that so much. You know, the whatever funny things we come up with, instead of doing what we're supposed to do. This is just a message from our subconscious that it doesn't have the information it needs to know it's going to work out.
Okay.
That's what you tap on.
Okay.
Even though I don't know yet if that's going to work out, even though I don't have the background I need, and I'm scared to, you know, or even though I will have to do things differently, but we would have to get really specific and see what comes up for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The more you talk, the lighter I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. So let me give you the happy news. You don't have to do or learn everything at once. Very, very often, it's more important to turn into the right direction than to make a big leap.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So why don't we tap for 1 second just to get you focused and turn that direction. Would you like to do that?
Yes, yes. Yes, I would.
Okay, good. So here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to mute everybody else for one moment so that just you and I are talking. But I want to tell you all, here's what Patricia and I are going to do and how you can benefit from this. In EFT, there is a beautiful realization that when we tap along with somebody else's session, while we tune into our own stuff, we actually borrow a benefit from that session. Okay? Even if the person says is tapping on weight loss and your stuff is actually you want to make more money, when you actually are clear on what you want to work on, you can use that weight loss session to release your money blocks. Very, very cool stuff. The directions for borrowing benefits are very specific. You really want to just take a moment, and Patricia, you and I will do this together, to focus on something that you know is in your way right now. Okay? Just focus on something that brings up a certain amount of fear when it comes to moving forward. I'm not very clear instruction, not asking you to tune into trauma. This is not a trauma workshop. I have no way of knowing what you're going through, and I will not be able to keep you safe. This is not the place to do that, okay? But when you just figure out right now, Patricia, think about you actually starting your own business, actually doing it, which means the budget, you know, the bank, the business cards, the clients, the websites, the reaching out, calling people. What comes up for you? What's that feeling?
I'm not sure how to do all of that.
Yes. And let me ask you, are you not sure how to do all this? Or are you pretty sure that you don't know?
Oh, I think what it is overwhelm. I have to do this. I have to do that. And what do I do first?
Okay. All right. So I could imagine that everybody on our call can actually relate to that. Okay? Maybe not in the area that you're talking about right now, but in some area of our life. Every time we start something new, our heads just start spinning and says, where in the world am I going to start?
Okay.
Right? And the nice thing with EFT is that we just tap on that and see what we can do to shift. Okay?
Okay.
Describe the feeling you have for me when you get into this overwhelm.
You say what happens?
Describe the feeling.
Oh, describe. It's like when it's overwhelmed, it's like just stop. Just, you know, instead of trying to go forward, go back, I just stop. It's too much.
You get stuck or you stop?
I get stuck and I stop.
Okay. Okay. All right. Wonderful. So what I'm going to, and how intense is that on a scale of 0 to 10?
Ooh, it's about a 10.
It's about a 10. Okay. Yeah. Do you feel this physically?
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
Do you feel that physically? Do you feel that sense of being stuck and overwhelmed physically?
Yes. It's like my body just kind of freeze.
Okay. You know. Is there a specific place in your body where that's more than others?
My chest. My chest.
Okay.
Now
tune into your chest and see what your self-talk is when it comes to starting your business. Just focus on that spot. You can put your hand there. And just focus on what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I got a lot of stuff to do.
Okay. And what is the feeling to that in your chest?
It's a little tight.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know you're on the recording. What I would like to do right now, Patricia, is I would like to tap with you just a round or two. If that's okay, I would like to be a little more artful with that. There is something in EFT that we call the art of delivery, which basically means I'm just going to get myself out of the way and we see how this works. And we'll just see what comes up. Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, very important though, I have no way of knowing what is right for you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Even when people are intuitive, like we all are, all of us have an ability to be intuitive. That doesn't mean we know, and it doesn't mean we're right. Okay, you are the only one who knows what works for you. You are the only one who knows your truth. And I would encourage you that if something doesn't sit with you, if you feel you want to say something in a different way, that you just let me know.
Okay.
You just interrupt and say, can we say it this way?
Okay.
And I will go with this. For everybody on the call, it is extremely important that you use what works for your client, that you don't have your own agenda when you do the work. You know, in my classes, I am so focused on making sure that people get themselves out of the way and just stay with their clients and make sure that they get what they need and not they get what we think they need. Because that can be very violent to a client when the practitioner is disrespectful to their words. Okay? So let's just see what happens. So I'm just going to get started. And if something doesn't sit, you let me know. Karate chop point on the side of your hand. And just tap, even though. I'm pretty overwhelmed right now.
I'm pretty overwhelmed right now.
I freeze and I get stuck. And it's frustrating to me. That this is happening. While I know I could do better. I know I could start that business. But a part of me doesn't believe it.
The moderator has left the conference.
Hello, this is Ingrid again. Hello, this is Ingrid. I don't know what happened here. This is very strange.
I know. It just cut off.
So I learned that tomorrow is Mercury retrograde. That's why I decided to do it today, not tomorrow. I think that didn't work so well. Well, you guys are great. You stayed on the phone. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Okay, cool. So let's just keep going. And I couldn't hear you all of a sudden, so I hope this is okay. If you guys are okay with that, actually, this is a very loud one. I'm just going to mute this line really quick. The web call number is very loud, so you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. If we go over in time just a little bit, I want to make sure that I give you guys whatever it is you need, okay? And I hope that this is helpful for you, that you learn from how to approach certain situations and, you know, not just see the surface of what somebody is saying, but actually really get down to the bottom of what the situation is that's going on, and then start bringing it into the body and unraveling it from the beginning, working through. And Patricia, obviously you and I are not going to do a full-blown EFT session right now, you know, where we go through all the things, but I just want to start shifting. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right. All right. Everybody else on the call, you are unmuted. Are you all okay with that? If you want to say something, you can say it now. Okay? Is this helpful? Oh, goodness. So people are quiet. That's all right. That's all right. Okay. So let's do this again, Patricia. Karate chop point, even though? I am overwhelmed. It's easy for me to get sidetracked. It's hard for me to focus for a long time.
And for me to be focused for a long time. When I think about starting my own business.
After just a short while. I get stuck. I freeze. I get overwhelmed.
And this is part of my chest.
That just says, I got a lot of stuff to do.
It says, I have a lot of stuff to do.
And so I freeze. I don't know where to start. No idea. Scary thing. But I love and accept myself. And even though this is a real big deal for me. This part inside of me. That knows I could do a good job.
That knows I can pull this off.
That knows I deserve to have a successful business. And I could really help people. I know how good I am. I know that I have what it takes. And then there's this other part of me. That is drawing a blank. When it comes to how to start. And I go into overwhelm. Big time. I start spinning my wheels. Getting stuck. Going into freeze mode. I hate how frustrating that feels. And I love and accept myself anyway. And even though the truth is... That it becomes harder and harder to live with this. Because it just doesn't change. Every time I try it. Is this true, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was picking up on that, but I'm not sure. This is something you didn't tell me. Okay? Alrighty.
Yes.
Every time I try it. Here we go again. And it's hurting my self-esteem. That's actually kind of embarrassing. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I don't want to put words in when I pick up on things. That doesn't mean it's true. Okay.
Right. But you're there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else do you feel about this?
What else do I feel?
Yeah.
That I know that I should be further than where I am, that I should be able to do this. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know. That I should be further along.
Somebody told me that.
every time I hear the word should.
What?
Every time I hear the word should.
Oh, every time I hear the word should.
I just remember what people told me I should do.
I just remember what people told me. I should
do. I have to live with that.
And I have to live with that.
Every day.
Every day.
And the truth is?
And the truth is?
It's really hard.
It's really not so.
And it's really hard to do.
It's really hard to do.
And I'm just going to acknowledge.
And I'm just going to acknowledge.
That I'm not quitting.
That I'm not quitting.
I'm doing whatever I can.
I'm doing whatever I can.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
I really do.
I really do.
Even though it's hard.
Even though it's hard.
But before I change.
But before I change.
I'm just going to acknowledge.
I'm just going to acknowledge.
That I'm really trying.
That I'm really trying.
Mm-hmm. Top off your head. Take a breath. It's hard.
It's hard.
Inside of the eyebrow, it really is.
It really is.
Outside of the eye, it is really hard.
It is really hard.
Under the eye, it's so hard sometimes.
It's so hard sometimes.
Nose and upper lip, it's so hard sometimes.
Oh, it's so hard sometimes.
Lower lip and chin, whether I want to admit it or not.
Whether I want to admit it or not.
Collarbone, this is not easy.
This is not easy.
Under the arm, it's not easy at all.
It's not easy at all.
Top off your head. If it was easy.
If it was easy.
Inside of the eyebrow, I would have done it already.
I would have done it already.
Outside of the eye, I know that about myself.
I know that about myself.
Under the eye, when I'm ready to do something.
When I'm ready to do something.
No snap lip, I do it.
I do it.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
It is true, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Lower lip and chin. When I'm not ready to do something.
When I'm not ready to do something.
Collarbone. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Under the arm, but I do want that business.
But I do want that business.
Top of head. I do want the money.
I do want the money.
Inside of the eyebrow, I do want those results.
I do want those results.
Outside of the eye, I do want what I want.
I do want what I want.
Yeah, and I just don't know how to get that.
And I just don't know how to get there.
Nose and upper lip, and I'm just going to acknowledge.
I'm just going to acknowledge.
Lower lip and chin, how hard that is.
How hard that is.
Collarbone, how hard it is to live with that.
How hard it is to live with that.
Under the arm, and how ashamed I sometimes feel. How ashamed I sometimes feel.
How ashamed I sometimes feel.
Top of your head, because I know what I'm capable to do.
Because I know what I'm capable to do.
So why is it not working?
So why isn't it working?
Take a breath. How does it feel?
I feel lighter and lighter. I can feel like it's going down from a, what was it, 10, a 7, a 5, a 4. It's
that
going down.
Okay, good.
Yes, it's going
good.
Down. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do one more round, and then we open the mics, and we take other questions, okay? Because I really want to answer a ton of questions, but I think this is really a wonderful example. Top off your head. So what we do now, again, I'm using this is not a basic EFT level 1 approach that I'm doing here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really using more the art of delivery. I'm using a more creative way of wording things. I'm pulling in different information, but there's a lot of reframing of what you are telling me, okay? I think that
mm-hmm.
none of the things that I'm saying, unless I asked you, are things that you haven't shared with me. Is that correct?
Right, right.
Right, so I'm just putting them together in a reframed way, but I'm not making assumptions that of things that you didn't tell me, okay? I just want to point this out because I want people to really know the difference between having your own agenda and just reframing. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Top off
okay.
your head. Let me ask you this: how would you like it to be?
My business.
How would you like it to be your life? Yeah. How would you like to
feel
about the situation? How would you like to feel about the situation? And I can't hear you right now. If this is happening again, then I think we need a different universe out there. The stars are not with us right now. Patricia, I can't hear you. Okay. Can other people please say something?
Hi, Ingrid.
Oh, hey, Mark. Okay, so I can hear you, so I don't know why I can't hear everybody else.
I can hear you, Ingrid. It's Charlie.
Okay, good. Good.
I can hear you now, too.
Okay, good. Could you hear me before? I think we lost Patricia. Now, this is very frustrating, and I apologize for that. This is actually a very expensive phone service that I'm using. I think I have to change them. All right. So let us then, since she's not here right now, let us talk about what you just the questions that you have or questions about how we just started this session.
Okay. This is Patricia. We got cut off again.
Yes. I could actually see you were still here, but okay. Actually, how are you feeling right now, Patricia?
Oh, I'm feeling lighter, like I say, when we first started. But now I am feeling, wow, I'm feeling kind of exhilarated.
Okay.
I really am. I'm feeling more confident. Oh, wow. I mean, I'm feeling clear. I'm feeling lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Let me ask you this to finish up that. Just again, this is just a session to turn you in a different direction. This is, as you guys can very clearly see, I'm not doing trauma work right now at all, right? In an EFT session, you would probably go into, you would always go and look for specific events that are causing somebody to feel this way, right? This is not the framework where I can do this. We don't have the time. We also haven't agreed on that. I don't have disclaimers from you and everything like that. So I'm really just doing a simple demonstration more on the outside. But let me ask you this. How would you like to feel about having one, and I'm reframing, having one part of what you would like to do in place and the other part not? Meaning you know you could do it, but you also know that you're not there yet.
I didn't understand the question.
Okay, so how, maybe it's not the right words then. The situation that this overwhelm that you feel,
okay,
freezing, how would you like to feel about the situation that you don't have your own business right now, that it doesn't, that you just don't have what you want to have?
How do I feel now?
How would you like to feel about that?
Oh, how would I like to feel? That I don't have my business.
Or give me a better, maybe that's words, and give me a better way of saying it.
Okay, that I don't have, okay, even though I may not have it now, and I may not have all the things that I need, by just this tapping that we're doing right now, I'm telling you, it's helping me, and I'm feeling different now. I'm like, okay, if this didn't work, try something else.
Good.
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So let me make this a teaching moment really quick. I like to, on a more advanced level, I like to sometimes not use even though, but even if.
Even if. Okay.
I find that very effective. So let's just tap on this, Patricia. Even if.
Even if.
I don't have all my ducks in a row yet.
I don't have all my ducks in a row yet.
Even if.
Even if.
I'm missing things I need to be successful in my business.
I'm missing things that I need to be successful.
I honor and respect myself.
I honor and respect myself.
Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
And even if.
And even if.
There's more work to do.
There's more work to do.
How could it not?
How could it not?
I have a big plan.
I have a big plan.
I have big goals.
I have a big goal.
Of course there's more to do.
Of course there's more to do.
Of course there's a lot of work involved.
Of course there's a lot of work involved.
How could it not?
How could it not?
And I'm just going to honor where I'm at right now.
And I'm just going to honor where I am right now.
How far I've come. How far I have come.
Oh, how far I have come.
Already.
Already.
right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
And even though.
And even though.
This is hard for me sometimes.
This is hard for me sometimes.
And it's hard for anybody.
And it's hard for anybody.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
I honor and respect myself.
I honor and respect myself.
Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
Top of your head. This is where I'm at.
This is where I'm at.
Inside of the ear. This is as far as I've come.
This is as far as I've come.
Outside of the eye. I've put in some effort.
I've put in some effort.
Under the eye. And I probably learned more than I know.
And I probably learned more than I know.
Nose and upper lip. No matter whether it's hard or not.
No matter whether it's hard or not.
Lower lip and chin. The fact that I keep trying.
The fact that I keep trying.
Collarbone shows that I'm not quitting.
Shows that I'm not quitting.
Under the arm. I'm not just giving up.
I'm not just giving up.
Top of your head. I'm not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter.
In deal.
I didn't hear that.
Outside of the eye, a really big deal.
A really big deal.
Under the eye, and I'm proud of myself for that.
And I'm proud of myself for that.
Nose and upper lip. I really am.
I really am.
Lower lip and chin. And maybe.
And maybe.
Collarbone, I can learn what I need to do.
I can learn what I need to do.
Under the arm, in baby steps.
In baby steps.
Top of your head. With the support I need at that time.
With the support that I need at that time.
Inside of the eyebrow, one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Outside of the eye, in a way that really works for me.
In a way that really works for me.
Under the eye, that's fun.
That's fun.
Nose and upper lip, that's rewarding.
That's rewarding.
Lower lip and chin, that's effective.
That's effective.
Collarbone, I don't know.
I don't know.
Under the arm, I just want to have fun with this.
I just want to have fun.
Top of your head, and do the right things.
And do the right things.
In the right order.
In the right order.
In a way.
In a way.
That works for me.
That works for me.
Take a breath. How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm telling you, something has shifted, and it's like down to a one now.
Nice.
It's like, you know, this is good. This was really good.
Well,
yes,
thank you
something
for stepping
has
up.
Shifted. Something has shifted.
Good. So thank you for stepping up. And for everybody on the call, you know, this is what I mean by just turning in a different direction. Right? So when we say, you know, how do you work on losing weight or building a business or, you know, getting over that relationship or whatever it is, sometimes in the beginning we have to change the direction we look into before we can start taking steps. And so if we learn the things we need to learn before we're actually in a place of being ready to go, it's just information that's not landing with us. Right?
Mm.
And so now you're actually looking in that direction and say, you know what, I'm going to find my own way. I'm going to do baby steps here. I'm going to look for what I need, and I'm going to go and get what I need right now to make the next step. And when you just keep that up, you will never feel overwhelmed because you will never do things you're not ready to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes it does. Wow.
Cool. Cool. Let me ask other people on the call. I would love some feedback. Let me see. I have, who is this? In Goffstown, Jolie, is this you?
No.
No, who is this?
This is Shirley, but I'm in Concord.
Okay, yeah, it shows you in Concord. No, it doesn't matter. What's your feedback, Maria?
It's awesome, and I needed that. And I feel terrific.
Why would you need that?
For business.
Okay.
For starting a business, for having those fears and things that hold you back, and past failures. It's all relevant.
Yes. You actually bring up a really, really good point. We have a tendency to recreate trauma. And I want you guys on the phone to understand that, remember the function of your subconscious mind is to store every minute of your life, to store the data about your life. Your subconscious is basically a major hard drive, huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that ever happened to you is stored in your subconscious. And the function of your subconscious is to keep you alive, okay? Not
yeah.
to make you feel good, just to make sure you're around. So imagine you do something. Let's say you start a business and it doesn't go so well, right? Or imagine you go on a diet and you don't reach that goal, right? The subconscious just stores this as information without any emotional attachment to it. It basically just says, okay, diets are like this. We start them, we stop, we don't get there. Okay? Business is like this. You know, we start it, we fail, we lose money. Okay? And then your subconscious is going to do whatever it can just to protect you from that. If you tell your subconscious mind that this is what business is, then not in a million years will it allow you to do this again.
Right.
Isn't this an eye-opener to understand that?
Yes.
Right? This is why people recreate trauma, because the subconscious basically says, this is what I know about the situation, let's go ahead and do that again. Right? This is what I know about men. Men are like my father. Let's go find one. Right? This is what I know about health. You know, it never lasts and then it goes away. Okay, let's get sick then. Right?
Yeah.
Not because it has to be, but because it's all we know about what we want.
Right.
And EFT is so powerful because we can actually go right in there and change that around, change that writing on the wall, and replace it with something we want better. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And one of the things that I always teach in my classes is that acknowledgement comes before healing. This is my way of teaching this. Different trainers have a different way of saying this. But you have to understand that you want to acknowledge how you feel before you go ahead and start shifting it around. And that's the same thing with your clients. You know, when you feel there's something wrong with how you feel right now, instead of acknowledging that it's actually hard to live like that, you're actually very disrespectful to yourself.
Right.
And then there's a part of you that says this is unfair, and that part of you will go into resentment and will say, I'm not going to do this. She doesn't understand me. She doesn't respect me. Right?
Yep.
She doesn't get me. And that part of you will shut you down no matter what you do.
That part will what?
It will shut you down.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It will say no. That's not nice.
Right.
You know? So here we are, just another person telling me I'm fat. Instead of saying, it's hard to live like this, and I don't like it, and I'm struggling. It's not that I'm not trying. It's I am trying, and this is what I get. Look at that. That outcome for that result, not fair.
Yeah.
You guys get that?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you work on that level and you work in depth with your clients or on your own stuff, honor where you are. Don't just go in there and use EFT to beat yourself up and to bash yourself around and smack yourself around for once again not having done it. You would not believe. You can see I'm passionate about this, but you would not believe how many times I've seen people use EFT in a very self-abusive way. And it breaks my heart. I don't like to see that, right? I should be doing this, and I'm not good enough, and I'm not good enough. And then they say this 15 times, and you wonder why they still feel crappy. Well, because they just gave themselves a lecture.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does, but I'm surprised that type of reversal occurs.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that when you're trying to work with yourself and acknowledge something like that, that if you're saying that it's actually working in the reverse, that you're just beating yourself up. It's like self-abuse.
A lot of people are so used to self-abusing. I can tell you, and everybody else on the call right now, I can tell you that I would like to say none of us, let's be more modest, most of us would never use the words we use to blame ourselves, to blame another person.
True. I agree.
Right?
Yep, I agree with that.
We are so rude to ourselves. We are hurtful. And see, and this is another reason why people don't do the personal peace procedure, because they're abusive when they do it.
Right.
And you can tell them 1,000 times, you have to acknowledge that you feel this way, not blame yourself for it. And they still can't figure it out, and they blame themselves, and they blame themselves, and they wonder why they feel worse. That's the reason why.
Right.
Acknowledge that it hurts, not tell yourself I'm an idiot.
Mm.
What good is going to come out when you do your own work, when you constantly tell yourself, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't be feeling this. If you shouldn't be feeling this, you wouldn't be feeling it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So would you like to do a round of tapping with me?
Regarding?
Acknowledgement.
Sure.
Okay. Now, other people on the call right now, I would like for you to tune into something that's really, that you've been struggling with. A goal you didn't reach, a thing that's tough, something somebody said to you and you're still carrying it with you. You know, I don't know what that is. Just find something that you realize, you know, I am just every day, I'm trying and it just doesn't work. Eating a bowl of ice cream every day. That does it for some people. Right? Beautiful people eating ice cream. Next thing you know is they think they're the worst people on the planet. I'm not exaggerating. It's heartbreaking. Okay? Pick something. Your finances, right? I can't afford it right now. Whatever. Just pick whatever it is. Okay? And let's just tap on the side of your hand. What would you like to tap on, Shelley?
What would I like to tap on?
Yeah. How would you like
to tap on? You just said acknowledgement.
Yeah, acknowledging of what?
Personal acknowledgement.
Yeah. What do you want to acknowledge?
That I'm a good person.
Okay, and how do
and
you
that
feel?
I go out of my way to help people.
But?
I go out of my way to help people.
And what is the but in there? Why do you need that? Why do you need to acknowledge that? Why isn't that?
Because the more I do it, the more abused I get.
Okay. Okay. So, you guys on the call, again, I want to make this a teaching moment. You see, when somebody tells you something, the issue you tap is oftentimes on the other side of that. Right? The issue we're tapping on is not that that you're a good person. The issue is that people, and I didn't take a note on that. How did you say it? People people what?
They get abused. I get abused. Are people not acknowledging that I'm a good person? Not realizing.
Okay. I am. That I'm a good person. Okay, so now a practitioner, again, as a teaching moment again, a practitioner who has their own agenda would say, like, even though people don't acknowledge how I'm doing, you know, I choose to see that I'm a good person anyways, right? This can be, if this isn't a choice that comes from the client, it's an agenda that comes from the practitioner. And I, especially when I teach the level one and two, on the level three level, people are more, you know, they know how to reframe different, but in the level one and two, I don't want to see that.
Okay. Well,
right.
Let's not.
No, I'm just saying this because I want to make sure that we clarify this, because it is a training call, or I want this for people to learn this.
No, but if it's at a
it
level,
it doesn't mean
that
it doesn't work, but it has to come from the client, right? And very often what I see is that practitioners go ahead and then they hear the client make a statement, and then the practitioner leans back and say, what can I do with that statement to make it better? And the answer is nothing. This is where the client is at, and you need to tap on acknowledging that, not on changing that. Right?
Okay.
And one of the reasons for that is because at this moment, your subconscious mind says that this is your truth, which means that if you don't tap with what your subconscious finds to be true, you constantly get this self-talk and feedback of, that's not true, that's not what I said, no, it's not, I don't know what she's meaning, she's not listening, and you're shutting down.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's do this. Karate chop on, Maria, even though
It's hard.
Very hard sometimes.
Very hard sometimes.
I know I'm a good person.
I know I'm a good person.
I've seen myself be a really good person many times.
I've seen myself be a really good person many times.
And even if I can't be who I want to be.
And even if I can't be where I want to be.
I still know that I'm trying.
I still know that I'm trying.
All the time.
All the time.
It's so hard for me sometimes.
It's so hard for me sometimes.
It's really hurtful.
It's really hurtful.
Is that true?
Very hurtful.
Okay. And I love and accept myself anyways.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though it could be, even though the truth is.
Even though the truth is.
That some people will never understand how I feel.
Some people will never understand how I feel.
At least that's the truth how I see it right now.
At least that's the truth how I see it right now.
Because I believe that people never acknowledge that I'm a good person.
Because I believe that people have never acknowledged that I'm a good person.
Is that true?
Yes.
Hmm. I totally love and accept myself.
I totally love and accept myself.
And even though it's hard for me.
And even though it's hard for me.
It is.
It is.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's just not fair to me.
It's just not fair to me.
It's not fair to me that I have to live like this.
It's not fair to me that I have to live like this.
While I'm trying so hard to get it right.
While I'm trying so hard to get it right.
Every day.
Every day.
All the time.
All the time.
No matter how hard it is.
No matter how hard it is.
I'm trying to get it right.
I'm trying to get it right.
And it's so hurtful sometimes.
And it's so hurtful all the time.
That people just don't acknowledge that I am a good person.
That people just don't acknowledge that I am a good person.
I'm just going to acknowledge these feelings that I have.
I'm sorry?
I'm just going to acknowledge these feelings that I have.
I'm just going to ignore that these feelings that I have.
Acknowledge, not ignore. Acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
They are real.
They're real.
They're truthful.
They're
truthful.
Truthful.
They're honest.
They're honest.
They're very vulnerable.
They're very vulnerable.
And they're just where I'm at this moment.
And they're just where I'm at this moment.
My life the way it seems right now. The way that it feels right now.
That it appears right now.
And I love, honor, and respect myself.
And I love, honor, and respect myself.
For trying so hard to get it right.
For trying so hard to get it right.
Okay, take a breath and top of your head. It is hard.
It is hard.
Inside of the eyebrow, I am trying so hard.
I am trying so hard.
Outside of the eye, so hard.
So hard.
Under the eye, so hard.
So hard.
Nose and upper lip, so hard that it makes me angry sometimes.
So hard that it makes me angry sometimes.
Lower lip and chin, so hard that it makes me feel resentful sometimes.
So hard that it makes me feel resentful sometimes.
Collarbone, why don't people see that I'm a good person?
Why don't people see that I'm a good person?
Under the arm is heartbreaking sometimes.
It's heartbreaking sometimes.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Okay, top of your head. And I'm just going to acknowledge that.
And I'm just going to acknowledge that.
Let's do another round really quick, okay? Inside of the eyebrow, anybody would feel this way.
I'm sorry?
Anybody would feel this way.
Anybody would feel this way.
Outside of the eye, of course they would.
Of course they would.
Under the eye, how would they not?
How would they not?
Nose and upper lip, if they tried the way I do.
If they tried the way I do.
Lower lip and chin, day in and day out.
Day in and day out.
Collarbone, to be a good person.
To be a good person.
Under the arm, and people just don't acknowledge them.
and people just don't acknowledge them.
Top of your head. They would be upset too.
They would be upset too.
Take a breath. How do you feel?
I feel better.
What do you mean by better?
Maybe because it's been going on for so long that it's people have an already always listening for who I was for 30 years, and it's hard to overcome that.
So why do you feel better?
I feel a little relief. I'm not so tense.
Okay. So what we're just hearing for everybody else on the phone is what we call the apex effect, meaning it's a before and it's an after. There is a shift,
mm-hmm.
but then people oftentimes don't credit EFT for the shift. They credit life experience, or it's been going on for a long, long time. And I know that you do, but what you said right now is actually different. So for the people, I know that you do. I know that you know that this is the reason why. But very, very often, people will say, it's really, it's just not a big deal because I just know how to handle it. But you have to remember as a practitioner that they are not different than just 2 minutes ago. They knew what they know now before you started tapping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then when you take that experience, that EFT actually creates these shifts away from them and allow them to buy into their own self-talk that it's just, whatever, just not that important, you actually take an opportunity away from them to understand that their life can dramatically change when they tap. Right?
Yeah,
so
but I'm not saying it's not a big deal.
No, you are not.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Not. I'm just making our little teaching moment here a bigger teaching moment for the group.
Right.
Does that make sense? So yes, thank you for volunteering. So how are you feeling now?
I'm okay.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how intense are you?
7.
Okay. And where were you before?
15.
Okay. All right, cool. So this is, these are, again, two teaching moments, you guys. Some people, they are not on a scale of 0 to 10. And I know that you know your scale is 0 to 10, right?
Right,
Your stats level. So when people say I'm a 7, you think, wow, that's still very high. But, you're Italian, so you don't do 10. You start at 7, at 15, which means you're at least halfway down.
Right.
Right? So always have to kind of see where a client comes from and just work with whatever works for the client.
Right.
Don't just take their word for something without understanding what it means.
Right.
Right? Not questioning what they say, but understanding what it means, what they say. And in your
mm-hmm.
case, the reason I asked is because your voice has shifted.
Right.
It has become softer. You're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It is less tense. And that's something that we call calibration, not just we in EFT. That's a general term for this. So when I listen to you over the phone, I calibrate what your voice sounds like, the kind of words that you use. Are you using the same kind of vocabulary for describing how you feel? Sometimes people change that, right? Is your voice softer? Is it louder? Is it stronger? Is it quieter? I just want to hear what's going on. I'm not looking for specific things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking if something shifts, right?
Right.
And
I'm
then
not
again,
about it.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, basically what we just did is we just acknowledged the most vulnerable part of this and nothing happens.
Right.
Right? And you're not as defensive. And you're not as, and probably because you realize you don't have to be.
Right.
You don't have to defend yourself because we get you.
Mm-hmm.
True?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel that the people on the call that we hear, we actually understand?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't know us? You don't even know who he is on the call?
Hello?
Right? So, You know, this is when you use EFT really beyond the basic recipe, or you use it with, you know, you use it from your heart. You use it not with your own agenda. Not with your own agenda. Not saying, I'm going to make everybody on this call feel A, B, and C, because that's not my job to do. You know, my job is not even to tell people that they all have to tap, because I don't know if people have to tap. You know, chances are they don't. Chances, some people really need to be exactly where they need to be right now, even if it hurts, but that's not really a problem, right? Sometimes we just need to be in a certain place, and it's very rude to tell them, you know, they need to tap. You hear this from EFTers all the time, and if my students ever said that, I would be very upset with them. You know, you really need to tap on this. Says who?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We are not in a place to tell other people what they need to feel. But we can make an offer. We can be we can be kind. We can say, you know, there is something. If you want to, you know, give this a try, we can. And if you don't, you know, that's absolutely fine. If there's something I can do for you, I'm here. But don't tell people everybody has to tap because they have issues. It's just not nice. You'd be surprised, you know. And there's, you know, remember, there's quite a few people on the call right now who have probably heard people say this, right?
Right.
How do I, and let me just bridge this into one more thing, and then we can hang up the call. We're a little bit over, but that's something I want you to know about me, too, is that I take my time when I work with people. When I'm committed to you, and when you are committed to coming to the call and staying on the call, then I want to give you my best. And it doesn't matter if it's a free call or if you work with me on a very high-level program. I will not cut you short. And we had two tech issues here, and I want to make up for that, just because I want to make sure that you get what you need.
Thank you.
I really respect you all this way, and it's a big deal for me that so many people signed up for this call. It really is. So this would actually, the last piece in this would actually fit into how do I help somebody, you know, like how can I help my kids, how can I help my spouse, how can I change the world, whatever. And the answer is really, and I think, Carolyn, you said this in the beginning, I'm not sure if that's on the recording, we have to tap on having an issue with them being in a certain way. Right? Our responsibility is not to change another person. Our responsibility is to adjust how we reflect or how we are connected with them. I'm looking for the right word here. How we relate to them being in that state of mind. Right? So as a mother, my job is not to fix my kid. As much as I would like to do that, my job is that I can't stand watching them suffer, that I can't handle seeing them freaking out or pushing my buttons, that I can't bear the idea that they may flunk in school. That's my job. And when I release the intensity, chances are, and I've seen this over and over and over, when I do my work, my world, including the people I care about, begins to change. Because all of a sudden, the entire energy around them begins to shift. If we want to surrogate tap, which we also teach on a more advanced level, and again, the reason for that is because when people are just starting off, they are still in a place where they need to learn to get themselves out of the way. But they don't have their own agenda. And when they do surrogate tapping for another person, they have all their ego going on. And you don't want that, right? Imagine, a quick intersection. Imagine you were the person that somebody else without permission surrogate taps for. And all they have going on, they surrogate tap, which means basically they tap for you. They want you your best, as they say. Imagine you are on the receiving end of that. And all of a sudden, you have everybody's ickiness going on in your soul, right? Whatever somebody can't deal with, whatever their agenda is, they would be working with you. Would you not feel violated?
Absolutely.
Right? So you don't want to do this to another person either.
Right.
Even no matter how good your motivation is, no matter how high your motives are, you always have to imagine yourself being on the receiving end and what you would want that practitioner to do for you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? That's awesome. So when you do surrogate tapping, when you actually have somebody's permission, somebody says, yeah, absolutely, you know, you go right ahead, you do whatever your magic is. I don't know how to do it. If you want to do it for me. There is a way to do that, and we actually have some really solid scientific proof that surrogate tapping makes a ton of difference. We have measures. We have biofeedback measures. We have all sorts of stuff. It's very, very fun. But what you want to do when you do this is not tapping as the mother for the child. You want to tap as if you were the child.
Okay? You want to tap it as what?
As if you were the child.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this feels, what I did for you, I role modeled this a little bit, my dear, when I worked with you.
Right.
Even though it's hard. And it's heartbreaking.
Right.
And I struggle with this. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though I wasn't surrogating for you, I was still using very similar words. Because
right.
I was connecting with you, making sure that I have the information I need.
Yeah.
And then working on the level where you are at. Not on
right.
the level where I think you should be at. And when you do surrogate tapping, you need to do the same thing. As
mm-hmm.
a trainer, as a mentor, I insist that people only surrogate in that way. With
right.
deep, deep acknowledgement of the problems that there are.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And obviously, my dear, I'm not just talking to you. I'm. Let me just make sure that we actually have everybody unmuted right now. I think some people have actually muted themselves. I'm not sure. But the lines are open right now, and if we have a couple more minutes, and then I just want to tell you really quickly about something that may or may not be interesting for you. But ask your questions, please. Anything, either what you've just seen and observed with Patricia and Shirley, or any other question you have.
Ingrid, I gotta go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Actually, before everybody else checks out as well, let me just mention something really quick. I guess you guys are realizing that I am a trainer in this. I've been training EFT, teaching people in EFT since 2006. I'm an accredited EFT master trainer. I teach EFT level 1 and 2 together because I want my clients to have a 3-day experience. And also because I know that a lot of my students are not beginners. So I don't want to torture them through a 2-day level 1 workshop when they actually understand that material very well, maybe need some fine-tuning and some practice and some mentoring and support, but really not. That's not all they want. They want more. So I came up with a 3-day format. Level 1 is the first day. Level 2 is day 2 and 3. I teach very in-depth and with a lot of focus on every single student in the class. I make sure that you never feel like you're just sitting on the sidelines listening to me, right? I make sure that I magnify you. I make sure that I give you space to cry if you need to shine if you want to do whatever it is you need, to make this an experience for you that helps you grow personally as much as a practitioner. I do add, in addition to the full AMAT curriculum, I'm an AMAT accredited master trainer. If that's desired by my students, when we have time for this, I always put in some veterans work on the level that it is appropriate, not deep trauma work. That's not the level for that. But certainly in a way that you can help somebody that you meet in a coffee shop, that you can help somebody that just says, you know, can you help me right now? Because I think that's very important to do. I do have a mentoring program after that people are invited to join after they did the workshop. That's a 6-month program. I'm happy to tell you about this. But I would like to do that one-on-one because there are some requirements that you have to fulfill, because that's a very intimate and very, very powerful group. And again, yeah, we have to decide together that that's the right thing for you. On my website, tappingtrainings.com, www.tappingtrainings.com, I have all my workshops listed, level 1 and 2, as much as level 3 for the coming year, with the exception of the EFT level 3 workshop next year in May is going to have a different date, because that actually overlaps with an event here in New England, an EFT event that I'm going to go to. Haven't changed that yet. The next workshop is coming on up October 2nd to 4th. At a beautiful hotel in Concord, New Hampshire, the Residence Inn, with a limited number of attendees. I don't take more than 10 people. I want to make sure that everybody gets full attention. And there are a few spaces left in that, so I would love for those of you who either listen to the recording or are live on the call to give me a call quickly and let me know if you want to join us. The fee for that workshop is $4.99. That's not the full requirement for the certification, but it is the first step to get certified. You also need the mentoring and the case studies and other things, and I will talk to you about this when you contact me, what that exactly entails. Don't wait to sign up. You cannot sign up at the door, because I have a very extensive manual that I give you, a very solid binder with lots and lots and lots and lots of information that I custom prepare for the class. So I don't want people to come to class and think they can just pay at the door. You won't have a binder, and I probably also don't have enough snacks for you. I am known to go all out on snacks and buy some really delicious things. But if I only prepare for, I don't know, 8 people and I have 10 people in class, it would be nice to know. Right? So really make sure you do this. You can contact me. You can email me at ingrid@eftcoach.net. We can find a time to talk in person on the phone. You can get your questions answered. I am here for you. I obviously also have a private practice, so if you guys have questions about that or the business coaching or anything else, make sure you email me. Okay? I'm here for you. We can put some time in the calendar and really make sure that you get your questions answered. All right. So that was that. Last questions from you guys. Observations about the sessions, other questions about EFT. Please bring it on right now before we hang up the phone. Or any feedback. Hold on for 1 second. Okay. So, any other questions? Carolyn, do you have any other questions?
For me, I found that anytime I do tapping, regardless of what the topic is, I get benefits from it. And that part I enjoyed very much.
Okay. So, what benefits did you gain from it?
Well, I, too, am trying to start a business, and I find myself in the same position as Patricia was in. I, too, feel like I'm a good person and that people around me don't realize it. So every subject seems to be something that's beneficial for me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I would love for you to send me an email to ingrid@ingridinder.com. Would you do that?
I can do that.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? And then we find a time and we can maybe talk more in person about this. This would be, I'm happy to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see who else is here. I have a web call from Yuma, Arizona right now.
Hi, Ingrid.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Beverly.
How are you?
I am well, thank you.
So, feedback from you, Beverly.
Well, I would like to say I have done a little bit of tapping, and I don't know if I just was remembering this wrong or if you do it differently. In the tapping that I did prior, we did a lot of talking through the tapping points, you know, top of the head, the inside of the eyebrow, the eye, all of those. You did a lot of the talking on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it, that was just acknowledging my body and telling me that it was okay to do these things. Does it make a difference which way you do that? Is either way acceptable?
I give you a very short answer. If it works, it works. This is a forgiving process. It is not that you need to tap on a certain point or else you don't get results. Okay? I like to use the karate chop point. This is not a set in stone, this is how you must do it, or this is how I always do this. I'm just responding to the question why I did it this way. Oftentimes, I feel that as long as we tap on the karate chop point, we're really kind of in the process of clarifying the issue.
Okay.
What are we actually dealing with? And then as we go through the tapping points, we're processing the issue. But that doesn't mean it has to be done this way. Okay? That's just something that I found for myself. Also because I feel that when I start with the karate chop point, we're really kind of setting the stage, and then once we set the stage, we keep going. Okay? But also remember the traditional basic recipe, which is not what I did today, and I didn't do that for a reason, because I felt that most of you are so familiar with that I would just bore you if I did. And I also wanted to make sure that I can give you a lot of material to work with in the process. But the basic recipe is really just, you know, the basic acknowledging the problem, making a positive statement, and then like a positive affirmation, I completely accept myself, and then just running through whatever that energy block is.
Okay.
Right? So does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. I mean, I have felt relief both ways, and I just didn't know if, you know, the person that I had done it with just did it differently, or if it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally the karate chop point is used to work on the reversal end of things, to work on getting into alignment with the issue, to release the polarity reversal that people have. I'm sure you're familiar with those terms.
Yes.
And to just getting into alignment with what's going on. And then as you get more creative, and you see this also when you study the EFT material out there that comes actually from Gary Craig, you see that as the years went by, he did this very extensively. So, yeah, but the answer is there is not only one way of doing it. For me as a trainer, it's very important that people don't move away from the basic recipe unless they trust it. Unless they learn how to get themselves out of the way, and they learn to let EFT do its thing, because if they do this too early, then they will start to manipulate their clients when they start reframing. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you for the question. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's see who else is here. Mark, do you have a question?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am?
Ma'am.
Okay, cool. You know what? We did a longer call. I am glad we did.
The moderator has left the conference.
Thank you.
So this was another tech glitch. Can you believe it or not? So just for everybody who was on the call, whether you spoke up or not, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy calendar. Please do connect with me, ingrid@ingriddinter.com. Let me know how you are, and make sure that I can answer any questions you have. And if you want to be there for the next workshop, you'll find all the information on tappingtrainings.com or my website, ingriddinter.com, www.ingriddinter.com. I have you on the next call. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, and everybody have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.